This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:38 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with me, Shazana Mukhtar, Wong Xiaoning and Philip C. Now, Budget 2022 has allocated a whopping $52.6 million for the education sector. I think that's...
Billion.
billion.
Well,
million,
let, you know, billion. Million. And this is the largest... piece of the pie, I think. In his speech, Finance Minister Tengku Datuk Sri Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz spoke about the plans and initiatives that will benefit students, teachers and schools.
Yep. So some of them include $450 million for early school aid and a total of three million students, with each student receiving 150 ringgit, a billion ringgit for school maintenance and repair work, 50 million ringgit for special needs schools, and a one-off payment of about 100 ringgit for teachers under the special incentives for teaching aids. Also, about 14.5 billion has been put aside for the Higher Education Ministry, with its minister saying it will help the ministry and its agencies implement higher education development programs and strengthen TVET. Short of technical and vocational education and training.
All right. So there's a whole list of initiatives there. And just so you know, it comes up to 52.6 billion. That's with the B, not an M. But the question is, will this huge allocation help in improving the quality of education in the long run? So for some thoughts on this, we're speaking now to Teo Ni Ching, Kulai MP and former Deputy Minister of Education. Good morning, Ni Ching. Thanks so much for making the time to speak with us. Now, as mentioned, education received the biggest allocation in Budget 2022. But is size the only criteria that matters? What do you think was missing from this budget allocation?
Okay, good morning. Thanks for having me. Actually, to me, of course, MOE is bound to get the largest budget simply because we have the largest numbers of civil servants in the ministry. Basically, more than one third of the civil servants work under MOE. And the total allocation we are receiving by MOE is about 17% of the budget. So from that point of view, actually, I do not think MOE get a huge budget if compared to the numbers of people working under it. But again, other than size, I think what is more important is how we plan to utilize the money. When we go through the estimated federal expenditure, we will realize that the planning of budget 2022 for education is actually very, very identical to the planning of previous years. But we have just missed almost 2 years of schooling. So how can the planning be identical to the previous years as we are facing new challenges and also new normals? Therefore, to me, it is very obvious that the budget 2022 has failed to address the need of post-COVID-19 pandemic.
So I want to follow up on that. So what initiatives would you have liked to see, in specific ones, and funding for the fact that you do highlight that kids have lost 2 years of schooling then?
I think, first of all, I do not see any new approach mentioned in the budget speech or any new mechanism indicated in the estimated federal expenditure. But to me, more investment in digital education is a must. But however, instead of seeing an increase, the allocation for IT actually decreased from 271 million to 212 million. So it's a cut of nearly 60 million. Other than that, I think the education gap between children from more well-off households and urban poor has also been widened due to the lack of adequate facilities for online classes. We do not see how MOE is going to address the issue. It is again not mentioned in the budget speech nor in the estimated federal expenditure.
But Ni Ching, Tengku Zafrul did say that a total of 3 million students will receive 150 ringgit each and increase about 50 ringgit for early school aid. Doesn't that help a bit bridge the gap, and doesn't it also address kind of this 2 year gap in of online learning? Or is that
okay, I think that is very interesting. If you go through the estimated federal expenditure, in the budget 2021, MOE received 300 million for the early school aid. And again, next year, the budget we receive for the early school aid is again 300 million instead of 450 million. So the balance of 150 million, where is it? I think this is something MOF and also MOE, they need to address. Having said so, yes, I do agree that to prepare for new school term, the additional 50 ringgit per student They can use it to purchase face mask, sanitizer, test kit, etc. However, I personally think that it will be more systematic if this item can be given by the school to the B40 students on weekly or bi-weekly basis, instead of giving an extra 50 ringgit to the parents and then for them to decide what to buy, what to purchase.
Okay, so there could have been some kind of a better arrangement in terms of doling out that cash aid. Can we look at another initiative that got some attention? And this is regarding the 400 million ringgit allocated to provide free milk daily. We know that under the Pakatan Harapan government, there was the free school meals program. Maybe could you let us know if that's actually still going on? And what do you think of this free milk initiative?
The free meal program actually is in top of the free school meal program, but the current free school meal program is actually targeting B40 students. During PH time, the previous education minister, Dr. Mazli Malek, was campaigning for providing free school meal for all the children and also the teachers in the school. Mm-hmm. But again, even though MOF mentioned in the budget speech that 400 million will be allocated for this free school meal plus the free meal by in the estimated federal expenditure, the allocation mentioned in the federal expenditure is only 299 million. So this is again something I think MOF need to explain. But I think I think something we can look at or with something we need to improve now is actually the budget for the food per student per meal. Currently, the rate for per student per meal for West Malaysia is 250, and for East Malaysia, is 3 ringgit per student per meal. I think it's time for us to review the budget per head so that we can provide healthier and more nutritious breakfast for the B40 students.
Now, I want to shift our attention to special needs, because in this budget, 50 million ringgit was allocated for these special needs schools, and it's going to be used for purchasing teaching equipment, improving facilities. But should we have not considered some allocation around the recruitment of special need educators as well? And is this 50 million ringgit honestly enough?
I fully agree with you. I think this 50 ringgit have very specific purpose. That is to purchase teaching equipment and also improve the facilities. If you talk about recruiting more teachers, we have this separate budget for that. And there is a budget, we call it for pre-service training. But I think what we see from the pre-service training, actually we did not see any increase. Instead, we see a decrease, a deduction of budget. In the year 2021, the budget allocated is 680 million, but next year the budget allocated for pre-service training is 550 million ringgit, so it's a deduction of 104 million ringgit. Currently we only have 14,000 special needs educators in government school, and we definitely need more. And during PH time, not having sufficient teachers in special education was actually one of the main reasons why we were unable to open up more special needs classes. So I would say that a deduction of 104 million ringgit not only will affect the recruiting of special needs educators, but also other teachers of other subjects will also be affected. So frankly speaking, I don't know why MOE and MOF make a sudden decision, a drastic decision to cut the budget for pre-service training by 104 million, because I think that's huge.
Now, I want to look at things a little bit in a big picture perspective, aside from the budget. And that is because we're running a poll this morning. We're asking our listeners, what should we prioritise in the Malaysian education reform? And we've had three major choices. And the one that most people selected was syllabus, with more than half of the respondents saying that we should change it or relook it. Is this something that we should consider, especially in this post-COVID world, and especially with digitalization and AI and getting people ready, future-proof their jobs? Are we in that right space, or has there been enough attention to this at all?
MOE is constantly reviewing the syllabus. They are doing so, and it's year by year basis. For example, I think this year they are looking at to review the syllabus for standard 6 and for standard 6, meaning that standard 6 next year they will be using a new textbook and also the new syllabus. So reviewing the syllabus is definitely something that MOE is doing every year, yearly, by year to year basis. So all I would say is, because this year they are reviewing the syllabus for standard 6, and therefore next year they should actually look at a more holistic approach to review the whole syllabus for the primary school and also the secondary school, so that we can pay more attention to digital education, to a wholesome education system, etc. So yes, I totally agree that reviewing a syllabus is some is we have urgent need to do so. And I think starting from next year, we should be able to take a more drastic approach, because we are not following the previous syllabus set by perhaps like 5 or 6 years ago. But it's an opportunity for us to review, to completely review the whole syllabus.
All right, Ni Ching, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. That was Teo Ni Ching, Kulai MP and former Deputy Minister of Education, weighing in on Budget 2022 and whether its allocation is sufficient to really improve Malaysian education. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.